Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Jokes can be offensive depending on the content, context, and who delivers them. Steve Gimbel, professor of philosophy at Gettysburg College, examines the ethics of joking.
We'll often try to excuse ourselves from the implications of things we've said by protesting, "I was only joking." When we make a joke, we're being playful with words. Jokes are meant to display our cleverness or our appreciation for some joke writer's cleverness. Most of all, they're meant to amuse our audience. But we also take jokes seriously. Gilbert Gottfried lost his job as a voiceover actor because of jokes he made. Politicians are regularly apologizing for jokes they sent by email. Jokes can hurt, demean, or silence others. Clearly, there's an ethics of joking. But joking is a complicated matter. There are different kinds of jokes, different audiences, and different situations. A joke that's fine for one person to tell can be morally problematic for another. The difficult project is to enunciate clearly the conditions that make a joke acceptable or problematic to tell in a given context. Since the political correctness movement of the 1980s, we've used the notion of offensiveness to do this work, but it's a deeply problematic notion. Different personalities are offended by different things. Sometimes the offense is unwarranted, and other times it's good for people to be offended, as it's only when we shake people up that we're able to realize our presuppositions that themselves could be harmful. Comedians, from time to time, have made the world a better place, and it was often by making jokes that offended those who were defending an unjust way of being. But if not offensiveness, then what? The answer is to look at what a joke does. Is it a mere display of cleverness, or a way of saying something we otherwise would have been reluctant to say publicly? Does it silence a voice, or does it force us to look at something in a different light? Sticks and stones can break our bones, but the question is if the joke can help or hurt us.
That was Steve Gimbel of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.